Hey everybody, Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here, bringing you an old feature with a couple new twists. We're bringing back 7 minutes and we're adding an audio component in case you want to listen on the go. If you want to read the transcripts, you can still do that too. Just go to trackwrestling.com and check them out there. You might also recall that when we launched this series in the fall of 2016, we were only interviewing current college stars. We're changing that too. We're going to branch out and we're going to interview wrestlers who are eyeing the Olympic Games and World Championships on the senior level, along with a few college coaches and retired wrestling greats. So if you have suggestions, feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms. The 7 Minute series is brought to you by collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. It's wrestlers helping wrestlers to wrestle at the college level. Start the recruiting process today. Let College Wrestler Recruiting help reach college coaches from D1, D2, D3, NAIA, NJCAA, NCAA, and WCAA. Check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. Our first guest of the season is Cornell's Yanni Diakomihalis, the returning 141-pound NCAA champion. Yanni went 37-1 last season as a true freshman for the Big Red. He's a 2-time cadet world champ and a 4-time New York State high school champ. Yanni Diakomihalis, are you ready to go 7 minutes?
I am ready.
All right. If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Don't ever let people try and, take you off the course. And, if you ever, like those days where you feel like, maybe you can't do it, or, you feel like, you're doing something wrong, or, you need to change something, you got to do something different. Just trust the people who are guiding you, because you have really good people in your life, and, make sure you always follow them.
What were your top three schools in recruiting, and why did you pick Cornell?
To be honest, I always, knew I wanted to go to Cornell. When I was getting recruited, I loved the coaches. I loved the school. I loved, the distance from home. And I knew they could make me a national champ, a world champ, Olympic champ there. And it was the perfect fit for me.
What's the most rewarding victory you've ever had?
Probably the NCAA finals this past year. Just kind of capping off the weekend with that. It was pretty awesome.
If you could take something from someone else's game in college wrestling, if you could take something from their skill set and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit you most?
Give me like Ben Darmstadt's top wrestling. If I was going on top like that, I need to work on my wrestling. I'd definitely take Darmstadt's top game.
Let's say the wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
I wish we had a dual meet championship in NCAA wrestling. I mean, I just think it'd be a really cool event, and I think a lot of people would really appreciate it. Kind of like, an NCAA tournament dual meet style too.
Where would you put it on the schedule as it's currently constructed?
I would try to get it as close to the postseason without being in the postseason. So maybe of the last event before, the conference starts. So ideally, say the conference starts for the first weekend in March, maybe the second last weekend of February you have the national duels.
Take me through your pre-match preparation. What's the typical size of a last minute weight cut for you? What do you like to put in your body after you step on the scale? And what, if anything, do you have pumping through your headphones during your warm-up?
I always get a really hard warm-up in with Chaz Tucker. He's a 33-pounder. He's great to drill with, great workout partner. Off the scale, I get just a lot of good fluids in me. I get, these shakes that I drink that are help me recover from, working out and stuff. And then I just try to relax as much as I can. Realistically, you're not going to be able to change anything. Now you've weighed in, you're literally about to wrestle. So I just want to stay as relaxed as possible and, just taking the atmosphere. I love wrestling and I love competing, so I just try to, enjoy the environment as much as I can.
How close do you stay to 141 the night before?
I always try and keep it within 5 the day before I weigh in. This way I'm still comfortable. I'm not so close to weight, but at the same time, I can get a good workout in. I'm not losing things because I'm cutting weight. I'm still getting a good workout in, working on my skills, hitting everything clean, and you know, if I work hard in the room, the weight will take care of itself.
What's the last thing you tell yourself before you set your foot on the line?
Just relax. And, you know, I genuinely believe I'm one of the best guys in the world and no one can beat me. And I just try and, you know, instill that confidence in myself.
What's one thing your coach yells that you can hear every time?
A big one is, no matter what, when I'm wrestling, I can always hear my coaches yelling from the corner, get on your offense. There's a shot. Like, we have this interesting, you know, thing with each other where he almost sees the shots that I'm seeing. And, you know, he helps me, but literally we'll call out shots and then I don't know what hit them. And, you know, that's a cool little dynamic.
What is the strangest thing that has ever gone through your mind in the middle of a match? You can take that back as far as you want to go.
Middle of the match?
Yeah. Gabe Dean told me one time that he got a takedown on the edge of the mat, went back to the center, got ready to cover the guy, and noticed the guy like in the fourth row eating popcorn. That's one example. Probably it's my favorite question of the series.
Sometimes like I'll get really empty headed and then out of the blue I'll just be like I'll just be walking back to the middle and I don't even know. Like, I feel like I'm so empty headed. It'll just be the weirdest things. Like I'll just be like, oh, like I've had this breath before. Like just the dumbest things that have been there the whole time. I'll just notice like, oh, like the coaches are in suits for this one. Like, oh, like my shoes untied, whatever. Like, oh, this guy is walking slow back to the middle. Like just things that are like really obvious. I'll just be like, oh, like this stuff is so my brain. It's like useless information.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
And the most interesting thing about me that doesn't have to do with wrestling?
Yep.
You know, I'm honestly like a big butt of the joke on our team just for like, not like my injuries exactly, but just like the way my body is. Like now we have a running joke like, oh, watch his knee, I hurt his knee. Or like, we have just jokes about my elbows, like jokes about this or this. Like I honestly have to feel like it's the fact that like I'm just like, guys on our team are always going to mess with me and I feel like I'm just comfortable like laughing at myself and, you know, making fun of myself and, you know, keeping myself grounded a little bit, I guess.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against and why?
I'd love to wrestle John Smith at his peak, or maybe like this Russian guy, his name's Bulay Sarsikiev, at his peak. I think those two are like some of the best wrestlers ever, not just in, you know, American history, Russian history, like of all time. And I think, but John Smith had arguably the single best takedown in world history with his low single. And then, you know, Sarsikiev was one of those guys who could just, he had a million ways to take anybody down. And, you know, I just think it would have been cool to wrestle either of those guys at their prime. You know, it would have been just really cool, to, like, unique experience, you know.
Who are your favorite guys now to watch wrestle?
I watch a lot of foreign wrestling. I love watching, like, Kyle, obviously, like, Kyle Dake and Jordan Oliver. You know, my friends are guys I'm really invested in. You know, I work out with them in the room. And then, like I said, like, I love watching European wrestling. I think it's cool how they treat it like an art form and they treat it like a, almost like a tactical, like, a game. That's not how trick each other. I appreciate that a lot.
If you could spend the day or a day with anybody dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I'd probably like to see what a guy like Sagulayev does in a day. That's probably really corny of me to say. But Sagulayev, I just feel like, you know, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world that's not from the United States. Like somebody who I don't know at all. And I just want to see what, like, a day in the life of him looks like what he does in practice, you know, like, what's he eating, like, what's he doing at home, like, what's he doing in his free time, and stuff like that.
You and me both, man.
Yeah.
That's an interesting answer, one that I hadn't thought of, but there's so much mystery there.
You know, yeah, I feel like with Europeans in general, like, they're so successful, but, like, just geographically, like, you can't really, like, see what they're doing. So it's just interesting to see, like, what a day in their life would be like.
Well, thank you very much, Yanni. Great stuff.
Yeah, no problem. That was interesting. You caught me with some cool, like, curveballs.